Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Warring factions in South Sudan have agreed in principle to end the conflict that has caused the deaths of thousands of South Sudanese citizens. Now is the time to put these words into action. The United States, together with its troika partners, the United Kingdom and Norway, calls on the parties to use the upcoming Intergovernmental Authority on Development Summit on January 29th to secure peace. In the face of the deplorable humanitarian crisis in South Sudan, there can be no excuse for further delay in negotiations or for continued violence. We commend the IGAD and its special envoys for their steadfast commitment to the peace process and welcome the strong message from People's Republic of China Foreign Minister Wang Yi calling on the parties to make peace. We recognize the agreement signed January 21st in the northern Tanzanian city of Arusha, which constitutes a roadmap towards unifying and reconciling the three factions of the ruling Sudan People's Liberation Movement. But we have been deeply disappointed in the continued unwillingness of the parties to make the compromises needed to achieve a viable peace agreement. Over the past 2 months, their statements have suggested they have distanced themselves from previous commitments, and violations of the cessation of hostilities agreement have continued. We call on the parties to recommit to negotiate with a spirit of urgency and compromise, refrain from all further military action immediately, and form a transitional government of national unity. Over a year after the beginning of the conflict, nearly 2 million South Sudanese have been displaced. Over 100,000 are under the direct protection of the UN mission in South Sudan, and the country remains at risk of a food security crisis. Along with other international donors, we will continue to stand with the people of South Sudan, who are needlessly suffering as a result of this conflict.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.